Can we please have just one more short moment of prayer?
那我们现在再有一个很短的祷告。
Father God, we do want to echo our brothers sharing that we do want to know you.
父啊，我们来响应我们弟兄的交通，我们要认识你。
Father God, I pray that you may encourage us, Lord, to not just stay in the outer courts this evening, this morning.
父啊，求你来激励我们，让我们今天早上不只停在外院。
But give us the courage to come and enter into the holies and the holy of holies to meet you face to face.
让我们放胆来到至圣所与你面对面。
We recognize it's not because of what we are able to do or because of anything we have done.
主啊，我们认识到不是因为我们能，不是因为我们所做的。
But it's simply by your grace that we can come in your presence.
是简简单单靠着你的恩典来到你面前。
We offer these few simple words, Lord, of sharing, Lord, unto you.
我们把这些简单的交通摆在你面前。
May you be glorified in your most precious name. We pray.
愿你得荣耀，奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning I like to read a few more scriptures than normal.
今天早上我想读的一些章节比平常要多一些。
We pray that the Lord's word speaks much louder than the few simple sharings that we have this morning.
所以我祷告，愿意神的话比我们今天早上这些简单的交通要更有力。
So for the sake of time, I would like just to read it in English, and if possible, the Chinese can just quietly read along.
所以今天我用英文来读，请读中文的就在底下静静的自己读。
So the first verse comes from Isaiah 43:10-11.
第一处章节是在以赛亚书43章10到11节。
This was the theme for the WCCC conference this past summer.
这就是过去的这个在西安的特会主题的章节。
Isaiah 43:10-11.
是以赛亚书43章10到11节。
All right, and it reads, "You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me." The second verse is also found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verses 12.
第二处章节也在以赛亚书十四章十二节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12. And this is referring to Lucifer, the brilliant star, or the morning star in this verse.
这一处是在以赛亚书十四章十二节讲到路西佛，就是明亮之星，早晨之子。
Isaiah 14:12 says, "How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn! You have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, 'I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God.'And I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit." The third verse is found in Joshua chapter 5, verses 13-15.
第三处章节是在约书亚记的五章十三到十五节。
Joshua 5, 13-15.
约书亚记五章十三到十五节。
In the context of this is right after Joshua had led God's people past the Jordan River into the Promised Land.
这个背景就是约书亚已经带领神的百姓出了旷野，来到约旦河边。
Joshua 5,
过了约旦河。
Joshua 5:13-15.
约书亚记五章十三到十五节。
Now it came about when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked.And behold, a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" He said, "No. Rather, I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to him, "What has my Lord to say to his servant?" The captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, "Remove your sandals from your feet.For the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. We're almost done. Matthew chapter 26, verses 39.
我们快结束了。然后在马太福音的二十六章三十九节。
Matthew 26:39.
马太福音二十六章三十九节。
The context of this was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane before going on to Calvary.
这个背景就是主耶稣基督在上十字架之前，在克西马尼园。
Matthew 26:39.
马太福音二十六章三十九节。
Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, not as I will.But as you will." And the last verse is from Philippians 3:10-11.
最后一处章节在腓立比书三章的十到十一节。
Just as the brother had shared earlier,
就像刚才弟兄刚刚分享的。
This is on Philippians chapter 3 verses 10-11.
这是在腓立比书的三章十到十一节。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.Being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. This summer, I was greatly touched by the WCCC conference held in Vancouver.
在过去的这个暑假的时候，我被西安特会还有在多伦多的特会深深的摸到。
I received much spiritual nourishment from the conference.
在这些特会里面，我得到许多属灵的喂养。
But one thing that really stood out and impressed upon my heart was the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ wants for us to know Him.
但有一件事让我印象最深的，就是主耶稣基督让我们很希望我们能够认识他。
Whether it's for us to be His witnesses.
或者让我们成为他的见证
Whether it's for us to pass the torch
或者让我们把这个见证的火炬传下去
Whether it's for us to walk before our God
或者是让我们在他面前与他同行
These are all outward natural manifestations of our lives if we truly know our Lord Jesus
这些都是当我们真正认识主耶稣之后外面的彰显
But just as our brother previously shared to know Christ requires much more than simply a knowledge of him
就像刚才弟兄已经交通到的，去认识他，不光是认识关于他的一些知识而已。
It requires for us to do more than just read about him, or even do a deep study of his word.
所以是超过我们只是读一读关于他的事，或者甚至做一些很深的研究。
To know Christ and to be a true witness for him requires a cost.
去认识主耶稣基督，成为他真正的见证人，需要我们付代价。
At the conference, our brother Dana shared with us a story about a great loss in his life.
在这个特会里面 ，Dana 弟兄跟我们分享到他生活里面生命里面一个极大的损失。
Many years ago, he had lost a son in an accident.
很多年之前，他在一个事故里面失去了他的儿子。
And though it had brought him great pain and suffering,
虽然这件事让他有极大的痛苦
，the loss of his son had also provided him.Membership to a group that he had not signed up for.
但是因为他失去他的儿子，就让他有机会能够去进入一群人。这群人是他原来没有跟他们有关系的。
He had automatically become a part of a group among parents who had lost a child.
自动的他就成为这样一群人，就是那些失去孩子的父母。
And wherever he went to speak, whenever he spoke to a parent who had lost a child.
所以当他去到各地与那些失去 儿女的那些父母来传道的时候
He realized that there was a deep understanding between these two parents that they understood each other much more than anyone else could.
他就发现他与这些父母之间他们有个极深的一个互相的了解
You know, this is very similar to people who have fought in a battle together.
这就很像有些人他们是在战争里面做过战友
or people who have encountered a very great difficulty, a very similar difficulty in their lives.
或者说有些人他们在生命里面经历同样的一个极大的难处
To truly know someone is to have experienced what they have experienced.
所以去真正认识一个人就是来经历他所经历过的
Now this very simple yet profound truth really touched my heart.
所以这个又简单又很深远的这样一个事实就很深的摸着我的心。
Because to a certain extent, all of us desire to know Christ a little bit more.
在某种程度上，我们都希望来认识耶稣到就更深一点。
But the question is, are we willing to pay the cost of knowing Him?
但是问题是我们愿不愿意付代价来认识他
？Are we willing to experience what he experienced?
我们愿不愿意来经历他所经历的？
Do we even recognize that there is a cost?
我们甚至认不认识到会需要一个代价要付？
But you may say, but wait, Christ did it all already on the cross, did he not?
也许你现在说停一停，不是主耶稣已经在十字架上付了所有的代价了吗？
What do you mean there's still a cost?
你什么意思？我们还要付代价吗？
Is there something that he did on the cross that we still need to do?
是不是他在十字架上做的事我们还要再去做？
Is there something that he has not done already?
是不是有些他还没有做的？
Christ indeed has won the victory.
没错，主耶稣基督是得胜了。
He has conquered death and given us eternal life.
他已经得胜了死亡，而且给了我们永远的生命。
And when we accepted him, that life now dwells within us.
当我们接受他那一天开始，这个生命已经住在我们里面。
However, how many times as believers do we stop at salvation?
但是多少次时候，我们这些信主的人就停在救恩而已。
It's like starting the engine of a car, but never driving on the journey to the destination.
就像我们把这个车的引擎打开启动之后，却没有开车到我们要去的地方。
We are happy to be idling Christians.
我们很高兴就这样做个基督徒就很好。
We wait for the day we meet him face to face.
而且我们也等候有一天与他面对面。
But we're not willing to know him.
但是我们却不愿意认识他。
On that day when we meet him face to face, will we even recognize him?
真的到一天我们面对面见到他，我们认识他吗？
Will we know him?
我们知道他吗？
Will he know us?
他认不认我们呢？
The question for us this morning is, do we want to know Christ?
所以今天早上的问题就是，我们愿不愿意认识基督？
Do we want to enter into a deeper relationship with him?
我们愿不愿意进入跟他更深的关系？
Do we even want to be a witness for him?
我们是不是愿意成为他的见证人？
Do we want to see the torch passed on to the next generation?
我们愿不愿意看到这个见证的火炬传到下一代？
Do we even want to walk before our God?
我们是不是愿意在神面前与他同行？
If we said yes to any of these, there is a cost.
如果我们对这些都说愿意的话，就有一个代价。
And though this cost outwardly may look difficult,
在外面来看，这个代价非常的困难。
The result is marvelous.
但是这个结果却是非凡的。
The result is a deeper and a much fuller experience of his life.
这个结果就是与他更深的，我们有一个更深的一个生命。
And this isn't any ordinary life.
这并不是一个平常的生命而已。
It is a resurrection life.
是一个复活的生命。
And to live a resurrection life, there must be something. There must first be a death.Resurrect.
如果要活一个复活的生命，在这个复活的生命之前，一定要有一个死的生命。
So let's come back to Philippians 3:10 and 11 again.
所以让我们再回到腓立比书三章的十到十一节。
Philippians 3:10-11 says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
腓立比书三章十到十一节这么讲，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Honestly, I don't presume to understand everything regarding the fellowship of his suffering or be conformed to his death.
诚实的说，我其实了解不是很多，怎么样的晓得与他一同受苦，效法他的死。
But if I may this morning, I'd like to share.Briefly on three examples in the Bible.
但是今天早上我愿意用圣经里面的三个例子来提这件事情。
We'll use these to illustrate briefly what the Lord has taught me about this topic.
就用这三个故事把它来讲明神在这些故事里面对我所教导的。
And as we had read earlier, the first example is about Lucifer.
我们刚才已经读到第一个例子就是路西佛。
You know, the name Lucifer is actually a very wonderful name.
这个路西佛的名字是一个很美好的名字。
It means brilliant star.
那就是明亮之星。
And Lucifer, he was created as an archangel to lead the procession of the angels to worship the Most High God.
当路西佛明亮之子明亮之星被创造的时候，他是天使长，要带领这些天使一起来敬拜神的。
And Lucifer initially brought worship to God.
最早是路西佛把敬拜带给神。
However, in his success, he considered instead of considering the greatness of God, he began to consider the greatness of himself.
但是很可惜的，当他成功之后，他没有来想神的配得跟荣耀，反而想到他自己的地位。
He took his eyes off his creator.
所以他就从把眼光从创造他的那一位上挪开。
And his eyes turn to the creator's throne and the creator's position.
他就眼睛看到这个创造主他所坐的宝座。
Soon, because of his self-confidence and his self, he wanted to be God.
所以因着他这个自信，他想跟神同等。
He wanted to be God because he did not know God, nor did he know God's heart.
这就证明他根本就不认识神，也不认识神的心意。
And as we know, Satan lost his position and will be thrown into the gates of Hades one day.
而且我们知道，撒旦总有一天要被扔在坑中极深之处。
Now the second example is Joshua.
第二个例子就是约书亚。
As I was sharing, the context of the verse that I was reading about Joshua, is very important.
刚才我已经提到这个背景在约书亚记里面是非常重要的。
You know, Joshua had just led the multitude of the Israelites across the Jordan River.
在那个时候，约书亚带着许多的以色列的百姓已经过了约旦河。
And he had led them into the promised land.
带着他们进到了应许之地。
If there are any parents out there, I'm sure you know how difficult it is to take a few children on a journey.
如果作为父母的，我们知道，就算带几个孩子，在一个旅程里面已经很困难了。
Now take the number of your children and multiply it by 1 million.
所以把你的孩子乘上100万倍。
Then you begin to understand how difficult a task Joshua had.
然后你就知道约书亚手上的这个任务有何等的艰巨。
So when Joshua had encountered the angel of the captain of the Lord's army.
所以当约书亚他在这里见到神的使者的时候，
humanly he had every right to boast.
在人里面他有许多可以夸口的。
But his question to the angel of God was very unique.
但是他也问了神的使者一个很奇特的问题。
He asked him, "Are you for us or are you for our enemies?"
他就问你是站在我帮助我们呢，还是帮助敌人呢？
He had presented a question to the angel of God, basically regarding a difficult challenge that he was facing.
所以他向着神的使者所问的问题是他所面对的一个难处。
And amazingly, the response of the angel was no.
但很奇妙，神的使者回答是不。
Wrong question, Joshua.
不是的，或者说约书亚，你问的问题就问错了。
Now, how many times has this happened in our own lives?
那在我们生活里面有多少次这样发生？
We pray to God, we ask God for something.
我们向神祷告，向神来求。
But his response has nothing to do with our question.
但他的回答却与我们所问的问题没有关系。
You see, God isn't interested in resolving the issues of our lives.
其实神的他的兴趣不在于来解决我们生活里的问题。
Rather, God wants us to know him.
另外的在另外一方面，神是让我们来认识他。
He wants us to know that he is the one who is in full control.
所以他让我们知道他是那个完全掌控一切的。
He wants us to place our faith fully in him.
他让我们完全的把信心摆在他里面。
You know, as the angel answered no, Joshua fell on his face to the ground.
所以当神的使者说不是的之后，约书亚就俯伏在地来敬拜。
He bowed down in complete humility.
他就是在这个人的谦卑里面伏在地上来拜。
There was a death to his own pride.
对他自己的骄傲来讲有一个死。
There was a death to his own ability and to his own will.
对着他自己的能力自己的意志有一个死。
And there was a submission to the will of God.
对着神的旨意他有一个顺服。
And in his Joshua's response, God revealed his will to Joshua.
所以当约书亚在他的顺服里面，神把他的心意向他来打开。
Are we willing to submit to the Lord Jesus this morning?
我们今天早上愿不愿意来顺从神的旨意？
Are we willing to give up what we feel is right? Are we willing to give up what we feel we desire for this future in our lives?
我们愿不愿意来放弃我们对着将来的计划，或者我们觉得我们应得的东西？
Are we willing to put aside our self-pride and our self-sufficiency?
我们愿不愿意把我们的自傲，把我们的这个自足放下来？
Or do we see ourselves in the same position as Lucifer, full of ability and pride?
或者我们就像路西佛那样，在里面充满了骄傲，充满了自己。
And with each submission and trust, we will come to know him more.
当每一个顺服，每一个在神面前的降服，都会带着让我们能够更多认识他。
And we will come to experience more fully the life resurrected.
这个时候我们就能够更丰满的来经历这个复活的生命。
And as a result, we can truly become a witness for our God.
作为结果，我们就真正能够完全的成为神的见证人。
The last example I like to share is about the Lord Jesus Himself.
最后一个例子我跟大家分享是讲到主耶稣他自己。
Particularly when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
尤其是他在克西马尼园的时候。
Before Jesus went on the cross on Calvary, he too had a choice to make.
在主耶稣基督去加略山上十字架之前，他也有一个选择可以做的。
Often we don't think that Christ understood.The extent of our sufferings.
有的时候我们觉得主耶稣基督不知道我们所现在所经历的这些难处。
We don't think he really understands the difficulties that we face in life.
甚至觉得他不了解我们在生活里面面对的这些困难。
We don't understand. We don't feel that he understands what we're going through.
我们觉得他不知道我们现在在生命里面所经历的。
But the reality is, we are the ones who don't understand what he had to choose on that evening.
但是真正事实是我们完全不了解、不认识他在那天晚上所做的这个决定，他所经历的。
While the decisions of our lives mainly affect our well-being and our future.
其实我们在生活里面的决定只不过是关乎我们的将来，我们的生活里面的安乐。
That evening, Christ had to choose between life and death.
但是那天晚上主耶稣所要选择的是生和死。
And it was a death that he did not deserve.
是一个他不应该承受的死。
That evening, Jesus very well could have walked away from the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以那天晚上其实主耶稣可以就离开克西马尼园。
And he could have saved his own life.
他可以这样来救自己的命。
But he knew the Father's heart.
但是他知道父亲的心意。
And in great suffering and death to his own will,
在他这个苦难里面他在他的自己的意志这个挣扎里面。
He submitted to the Father.
他向着父神顺服
and he carried out the Father's will.
而且他执行了父的旨意。
Do we know God this morning?
今天早上我们真认识什么？
Are we willing to know him?
我们愿不愿意来认识他？
Do we desire to be a witness, to pass on the torch, to walk before God?
我们愿不愿意成为他的见证人，把火炬传递下去，在他面前与他同行？
If we do, there is a cost.
如果是这样的话，有一个代价要付。
We must learn the sufferings and death of Christ.
我们必须来学习他的受苦，还有他的死。
To lay ourselves aside daily.
每一天来舍己。
To surrender to the leading of God's will.
对着神的旨意，我们每天来顺服。
To take up our cross and follow Him daily.
每天背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
And in doing so, we will come.To know him more and more.
如果这样的话，我们会更多的认识他。
And experience a marvelous resurrected life.
来经历这样一个非凡的复活的生命。
Walking in the presence of our Lord as his witnesses on this earth.
在神的面前来行走，与他同行，在这个地上成为他的见证人。
May the name of the Lord be praised.
愿神的名得到高举被称颂。
Let us start with a word of prayer.
让我们还是以一个祷告开始。
Lord, we thank you for this call for each of us to be your witnesses.
神啊，我们感谢你对着我们有一个让我们成为你见证人的呼召。
Lord, we thank you that you desire for each of us to walk before you.
我们感谢你，你的愿望就是我们每一个人在你面前与你同行。
We are thankful that you are our example who has gone before us, who has paved the way.
而且我们感谢你，你是在我们前面为我们铺了这一条道路。
And so now you're speaking to each of our hearts to trust and obey you.
现在你对着我们每个人的心来说话，让我们信而顺从。
So we surrender ourselves completely unto you.
所以我们愿意完全的把自己降服在你面前。
In your name that we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we would like to first read from the book of Hebrews.
今天我们先来读在希伯来书中的章节。
Familiar verse, Hebrews chapter 12. We will begin from verse 1 and then read the first part of verse 2.
我们都很熟悉的章节。我们先来读希伯来书12章的第一节，然后我们来读第二节的前半部分。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And then the second passage will be from 2 Timothy, so a couple of books before Hebrews.
那我们下面的章节是在提摩太的后书，在希伯来书前面的几本书。
Chapter 1, and we will read from verse 3 to verse 5.
第一章我们来读第三节到第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
提摩太后书一章的三到五节。
I thank God, whom I serve of a clear conscience the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你心里。
So the theme of the past Christian Family Conference in Virginia was on passing the torch of the testimony.
在刚刚过去的弗吉尼亚的家庭特会里面，它的主题是讲到传递这个火炬的见证的火炬。
As the book of Hebrews, the verse we read, we who are born again are placed in this race, a lifelong race.
就像希伯来书我们所读到的，我们这些已经信主得救的人，就已经被摆在这样一个奔跑里面。
We are running against the current of this world. We are to set aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us.
我们现在的奔跑，而且是是逆流而上，逆着这个世界的潮流，因为我们在这里是要脱去放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Now the older generation has been running the race faithfully, lifting the torch of the testimony.
老的一辈的人，他们已经高举见证的火炬，现在他们要把它传下来。
And likewise, we have the younger ones around us that need to be brought up to run the race together.
那我们这些年轻的，我们应该起来来奔跑这样的一个道路。
Together, both young and old, we run with endurance the race that is set before us.
所以不管是老一辈或者是新一代，我们都要在这里来奔这个摆在我们前面的天路。
And the torch is passed from generation to generation.
这个火炬是从一代传到下一代的。
So this morning we would like to go into two aspects.
所以今天早上我们来讲两方面。
What is the torch of the testimony? We have to be clear on what we are passing on.
第一个，什么是这个见证的火炬？我们要小心，我们到底传什么？
And finally, how to pass it on to the next generation.
那最后我们讲到是怎么样把这个火炬传到下一代。
So first, what is the torch of the testimony?
所以现在第一个，我们什么是这个见证的火炬？
What is the testimony of Jesus?
什么是耶稣的见证？
From Revelation 1, John was quite clear that he was exiled to the island of Patmos for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
在启示录第一章里面，约翰他非常的清楚，他被流放到拔摩海岛是为着神的见证。
What made this elderly apostle a threat to the Roman Empire?
这样一个年老的使徒为什么对罗马帝国是一个这么大的威胁？
Why was the enemy afraid of John?
为什么敌人会为着约翰而心里害怕？
There was something about John that made him different from everyone else.
因为在约翰里面有一些事情让他跟其他人都不一样。
It's not that he knew about a teaching.
不是说他知道一些教导。
But there is a life within John, the life of Christ that is lived out through this elderly apostle.
是在约翰这个年长的使徒里面有一个生命活出来。
Whenever John spoke, it was the word. It was Jesus speaking through him.
所以当约翰来讲话的时候，其实是基督在他里面讲话。
It was not just talk, but there was a reality.
不光只是谈论而已，里面有一些实际。
So,
里面就是实际。
So likewise, as even our brother mentioned before, for us to bear the testimony of Jesus, it is not that we know about certain doctrines or teachings.
所以同样的，像刚才弟兄讲到的，认识我们的主，并不是说了解一些教导而已。
It is not that we have certain head knowledge. We know some key phrases.
不是只是头脑的知识，我们知道一些主要的章节。
But just like the Apostle John, there is a life within that is lived out.
是像使徒约翰一样，在他里面有一个生命是活出来的。
There is something about the Lord Jesus that has captured our hearts.
在主耶稣基督里面有一些事是抓住了我们的心。
And our lives are changed.
然后我们的生命就改变了。
Our brother from the conference was clear that this new life is to be ever increasing, never ceasing, and it is to be experienced every day.
在特会里面，弟兄特别讲到这个里面的生命是一直在增长，不会止息，而且是每天都要去经历的。
So often we think to be a good Christian, we just go to the meeting on Sundays, hear a good sermon, but when we go home, there's nothing different about us.
有的时候我们觉得一个好的基督徒就是来参加聚会，听到一个好的信息，但是回家之后我们又什么都不是了。
That should not be the case.
这不应该是这样。
To have the testimony of Jesus, we are experiencing his life day by day, moment by moment.
作为耶稣的见证，我们应该是每时每刻每一天来经历他。
Do we draw near to the Lord every day?
我们每天有没有与他亲近呢？
Is our experience of the Lord only on Sundays, or do we experience the Lord every single day?
我们是不是只在周日才来经历神，还是说我们天天都经历神？
Every day there's a new discovery of our Lord.
或者每天我们都对神有新的认识。
Now this matter of the torch of the testimony is not onlyfor our individual self, but it's also a corporate matter as well.
这个关乎见证的火炬并不单是个人的，而且是讲到团体的。
God is not looking for lone rangers.
神不是来寻找这些特立独行的人。
But he's looking for that corporate expression of himself.
他是要找到一个团体的人团体来彰显他自己。
From Ephesians we see the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
所以在以弗所书我们看到教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
In Revelation we find this matter of the seven golden lampstands.
然后在启示录我们看到七个金灯台。
So often, like even when I hear this word golden lampstand,
经常当我们听到像我听到七个金灯台的时候
we immediately think this is something for the future. It is what the church is becoming. It is an ideal.
我马上就想到这是将来，这是教会要成为的，是那个理想。
But through the conference, our brothers reminded us that the church already is a golden lampstand, so far as God is concerned.
所以在特会里面，弟兄特别提醒我们，在神的眼光里面，教会已经是金灯台了。
We are even reminded from the past summer how Jerry spoke to us about this spiritual realm where everything is completed.
在过去的夏令会也有Jerry 弟兄已经在提醒我们，就是有一个属灵里面的实际，属灵的境界。
So our brother from the conference, he asked, I'm paraphrasing, what if you saw the church here on earth?As a golden lampstand with Jesus as a high priest in the midst.
在特会里面，弟兄就问我们：我们有没有现在看到教会是看到金灯台，而且有人子主耶稣基督在教会里面
？So when we begin to see from this heavenly point of view, this heavenly perspective,
然后我们就可以看到从属天的眼光来看这件事。
It changes everything and encourages us.To be part of the building work of his church.
这会改变一切的事，因为会让我们愿意在神教会的建造这个过程里。
Jesus in the midst of his people, how wonderful that is.
耶稣是在他的子民中间，是何等美妙的事。
So now that we have seen what the testimony of Jesus is, both from the individual and the corporate.
现在我们已经看到见证的火炬，不光在个人，也在团体上面。
We want to go through how to pass the torch of the testimony.
现在我们来看怎么样把见证的火炬传下去。
I think one of the examples we immediately think of is Timothy.
我想我们马上能够想到的一个例子就是提摩太。
From the verses we start off with, Timothy was raised in a godly home.
在我们刚才读到的开始读到的章节里面看到提摩太是在一个爱神的家庭里面长大的。
His mother Eunice, grandmother Lois read the Old Testament to Timothy when he was a little boy.
他的祖母罗以和他的母亲尤尼基在他年幼的时候已经向他来读这些旧约上的话语。
The Bible says he knew the sacred writings from his youth.
然后在圣经里面讲到他从小就知道圣经的。
As he grew up into a young man, his grandmother and mother got saved and had living, genuine faith.
所以当他长大的时候他的祖母跟母亲得救之后这个孩子就活在这个真实的信仰里面。
And so he probably was saved through his mother and grandmother.
也许他就是借着他的祖母跟母亲得救的。
So from this we see the importance of having the Lord as head of the household.
所以我们从这里面看到让神让主作为我们家庭的头是何等的重要。
We who are parents, we who are grandparents have an important responsibility to raise our children and grandchildren in the Lord.
所以作为父母作为祖父母我们在神里面有这样一个职责把我们的儿女把我们的这些孙子孙女在神里面来抚养他们长大。
It's more than saying do this, do that, but there is a life within that is expressed.
所以是超过让他做这个让他做那个是让他们里面有生命。
So I was raised in a Christian family.
我是在一个基督徒家庭里面长大的。
I remember as I grew up, I went downstairs after I woke up and went to have breakfast and there my mom was at the dining room table reading the word of God and praying to the Lord.
我就记得我从小的时候早上起床走到楼下就看到我母亲就在那个餐桌旁边来读神的话在那里祷告。
And then before going to school, I was told I need to read the Bible, I need to memorize the scriptures.
所以当我在上学之前我已经被提醒你要读你的圣经你要背你的章节。
Because the scriptures is that word of life, the scriptures can return to you in unknown ways through the Holy Spirit.
对因为借着圣灵我们藏在我们心里的话语有一天会让我们里面有果效的。
And then so when my father started following the Lord, I saw the change in his life and how he too would get up early to read the word, to meditate and to pray.
然后我就看到我的父亲他认识神之后他的生命改变也开始在那里跟随神读神的话祷告。
Besides reading the Bible and praying, I also saw what it meant to follow the Lord through the leading of the Holy Spirit.
除了读经祷告之外我也看到什么叫做来跟随圣灵的带领。
When I was in high school, my father lost his job.
当我在高中的时候我父亲他失业了。
I saw in difficult times when we commit our ways to the Lord can lead the way.
我就看到在困难的时候当我们把我们的道路交在神手里的时候他就在这里带领我们。
This is different from how the way people live in this world.
这个是与这个世上的人他们的生活完全不一样的。
And through that I saw how God closes doors and opens doors.
在这件事里面我们看到神怎样关了一个门又开了一个门。
Now I myself am raising a family. I have this young daughter.
现在我自己在一个家庭里面也要抚养一个小女儿了。
I immediately noticed that children notice everything about their parents.
然后我就知道啊，这些孩子们他们对父母的事都非常的了如指掌。
Why am I passing on to my daughter?
那我该向我的女儿传什么呢
is it that the Lord should have the priority or is it my smartphone?
是不是主成为我的优先或者是我的这些手机成为我的优先
When she grows up and she has exams in school, do I tell her to study more in the morning or do I tell her spend that time with the Lord?
当我的女儿长大之后在她有考试的时候我是鼓励她说你多花时间再来读呢还是说鼓励她来读圣经来背
Do I make education a priority over the Lord?
我是不是让她的教育成为比神更优先的事
Or do we want our children to love the Lord with all their hearts, with all their souls and all their minds? That alone is enough.
或者说我们觉得让我们的孩子尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神这个是唯一有价值的。
Am I walking with the Lord?
我们有没有与神同行
Are we as a family putting the Lord first in our lives?
作为家庭我们有没有把神摆在一切的里面做首位
Then as we continue on the story of Timothy, we see Timothy begin to serve in Lystra and Derbe.
那然后我们在读的时候发现看到提摩太继续开始在路斯德在特比那边来服侍神。
And that was when Paul met him.
这个时候就是保罗遇见他的时候。
And then Timothy began to travel with Paul.
这个时候提摩太就成为保罗他传道旅程里的同伴。
You can imagine everything that Timothy saw and heard through the ministry of Paul.
我们就可以想象提摩太怎么样在保罗的服事里面天天的来看到他的言行。
He journeyed with Paul, lived with Paul, and was with Paul as he wrote those letters.
他不光与保罗一同来旅行跟他一同生活而且与保罗一同来写一些书信。
He saw there was a reality in Paul's life.
他看到在保罗的生命里面有一些实际。
Paul was bearing the cross.
保罗在那里背十字架。
He was burdened for the assembly.
他是为着神的教会天天的来来负这个重担。
As the verses we even, the brothers brought up, he counted all things to be lost for the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus.
在刚才弟兄也读到这个，他以万事为粪土，以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And Paul was running the race faithfully, lifting the torch of the testimony.
保罗就是在那里这样忠心的来跑这个道路赛跑，而且是把这个火炬传给下一代。
At the same time, we look from Paul's perspective, we begin to see he had a genuine burden.For Timothy.
然后我们从保罗这边来看，他对着提摩太有一个非常真实的负担。
And not only for Timothy, but also for other young brothers like Titus, Epaphras, all of these young brothers who were with Paul.
不光是对着提摩太有这样的负担，他对着年轻的弟兄们，像提多、像以巴弗提都有这样的负担。
Paul was watching over their spiritual growth.
保罗在那里来观看他们属灵的成长。
He was preparing them to be torchbearers of the testimony of Jesus.
他在那里预备他们成为这个见证火炬的接受者。
Even from the passages we read, he was remembering Timothy night and day in his prayers.
刚才我们读到的章节里面讲到，他是祈祷的时候不住的想念，是昼夜切切的想要见他。
He had a burden in his heart that Christ may be formed in Timothy and Titus and all of these.Young brothers.
所以保罗的心意就是让基督在这些年轻的弟兄们，像提摩太、像提多里面可以成型。
And about 15 years later, Paul wrote 2 Timothy at the end of his life.
在15年之后，保罗在他生命的最后写了提摩太后书。
To the surprise of many of us, Timothy is already in his 30s.
对我们来讲有些惊奇，那个时候提摩太已经是30多岁的人了。
Paul realized his end was drawing near, but he had finished the course, but it is time for Timothy to continue.Running with the torch of the testimony to fight the good fight of faith.
所以保罗知道他被浇奠的时候已经快到，他生命到了最后，所以他在这里来鼓励提摩太来接受见证的火炬，来跑这个赛跑，来打这个美好的仗。
And praise be to the Lord, Timothy and other brothers were raised up to take up the torch of the testimony.
赞美主，提摩太和他的这些同伴、这些弟兄们，他们真的是站起来，来接受了这个火炬。
Praise the Lord that in our midst, there are so many young ones, here that are gathered together.
赞美主，因为今天在我们中间有许多年轻的人在聚会里。
And we are especially grateful and thankful for, these brothers and sisters who labor, out of love for these young people and teaching them the word of God.
而且我们很感谢主，在我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹们，他们为这些年轻人在这里劳苦，把神的传给他们。
Even the past Friday when I was there after Bible study, I saw maybe more than 70 high schoolers in our midst.
在上个周五我们查经之后，我看了看，有超过70个高中生在那个查经聚会里面。
That means that within the next 4 years, they will be all out in college.
就是说在下面4年之间，这70多个孩子都要进到大学里面。
So the question is raised, am I praying for them day and night, travailing for them?
所以我问自己，就是我有没有天天为他们来代祷，有没有为他们受生产之苦。
The enemy is out there to steal and to kill and to destroy.
因为仇敌在这里是要杀害毁坏。
And I even read recently the statistic.
我最近读到一个统计。
It says that the majority of college freshmen who grew up in Sunday school will turn away from Christianity by the time they are seniors in college.
那里面讲到大多数的一年级的新生进了大学之后是基督徒，但是在四年之后出大学的时候他们就不信神了。
Please know I'm not proposing that we should start the kids on apologetics, learning how to defend the faith.
所以我现在不是来跟大家要讲做父母我们现在亡羊补牢怎么样来为我们的信仰来辩护。
But I'm speaking about the burden for these youth.
我是讲到为这些年轻人心里面有一个负担。
The burden for life to be expressed, through these, young people.
有一个负担让这个生命从这些年轻人里面显出来。
Do we realize that once they are in college, they are in the world?
我们认不认识到他们进了大学就进到这个世界。
Do I pray that they may be in the world but not of the world?
我有没有为他们祷告让他们虽然在这个世界里面却不属这个世界。
When they come back from winter and summer breaks, do I reach out to them?
当他们从冬假或者是夏天的暑期回到我们中间的时候我们有没有与他联系。
We are thankful also for the many college kids who come here, to study.
而且很感谢神，有一些大学生来到我们这里来学习。
Are we likewise burdened? Am I burdened that they may grow in the Lord?
同样的，我有没有这个负担，为着他们里面的基督可以成长来祷告
？I am thankful that when I first came here as a college student.
我很感谢神，当我刚到这里的时候就是大学生。
There were brothers and sisters who reached out to me, who gave me a ride to come to the assembly, to the gatherings.
就有一些弟兄姐妹们来照顾我，让就是给我这个。交通让我可以来到这个聚会。
And I also cook some really good Chinese foods as well.
我也吃了很多这个中餐。好的中餐。
Nevertheless, I'm also thankful for older couples who prayed for me and who counseled me when I had questions.
那这些摆在一边，还我非常感激有一些年长的弟兄姐妹们来为我祷告，而且来做我的顾问。
For even a few years after I graduated from college, I remember we had a weekly young people's gathering at an elderly brother and sister's home.
就算我毕业之后有几年，我还记得有一次在一个年长弟兄姐妹家里面有一个年轻人的聚会。
We read through the chapter of the Bible every week.
我们每一周都来读圣经里面的一章。
And I saw the Lord through our elderly brother and sister.
就从这一对年长的弟兄姐妹身上，我就看到基督。
And how they were faithfully preparing, and how they wanted us young people to also learn of the Lord.
他们是怎么忠心的在神面前来预备这个聚会，而且他们怎么样？
To learn of the Lord.
怎么样？
So that we may learn of the Lord.
让这些年轻人可以来学习关乎认识主。
In conclusion, the testimony of Jesus is not a teaching.
所以在结论，现在我们讲到这个神的见证并不是一个理论而已。
But it is a life-changing, captivating, ever-increasing, never-ceasing expression of the life of Christ.
这个是一个让我们生命改变的，完全吸引我们、抓住我们的，一直在增长的，而且不停息的一个生命的彰显。
The testimony of Jesus is not to be expressed individually, but also corporately as well.
而且这个生命的彰显不单是个人的，而且是要团体的。
I know here we have heard messages and messages again about the testimony of Jesus.
我知道我们中间一次一次的很多时候提到这个关于主耶稣基督的见证。
I know I have heard it, but have I seen it?
我知道我也听过，但是我有没有眼睛看到过？
Am I captured by the testimony of Jesus?
我有没有被耶稣的见证所抓住？
I am thankful for brothers and sisters here who have been captured, who are captured, and are faithfully ministering by that life within.
很感谢主，在我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹已经被这个见证所抓住，而且在这里面服侍我们。
Now what if we have not seen it?
那如果我们没有看到呢？
I'm thankful for this verse that was brought up in the conference, Jeremiah 33 verse 3.
我很感谢神在特会里面有这样一个章节抓住我。
Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
The Lord is more than willing to reveal himself to each of us if we call unto the Lord.
神是何等的愿意把他自己来向我们启示，但我们要向他来求告。
Let us call unto the Lord and open our hearts exclusively to Him.
让我们来求告他，把我们的心打开，向着他。
May we totally give ourselves to the Lord and to the testimony of Jesus.
让我们完全把自己来交给他，交给主耶稣的见证。
And may likewise we ask the Lord to put in our hearts that travailing burden for this next generation.
而且我们也求神把一个为下一代受生产之苦的负担摆在我们里面。
That this next generation will give themselves totally to the Lord and the testimony of Jesus.
让我们的下一代也把自己完全的归给主，交托给这样的见证。
So together, both the young and the elderly, we run the race with endurance.
所以不管是年长，不管年幼，我们一同来忍耐奔跑这条道路。
And the Lord will have His unceasing testimony.
然后神就会有一个不止息的见证。
Well, I appreciate our brother translating for us through all these three marathons.
很感谢神，有一个弟兄在这儿，好像马拉松一样的翻译三个信息。
One of the things I appreciate about our brother Haibing is he's very in tune and very much before the Lord in his translation.
有一个弟兄叫海滨, 他, 他在翻译的时候总是在, 同一个声音里面。
You know, he's so good, he even knew that he was supposed to wear blue today.
他是这么的, 好, 就是因为他今天的衣服都穿成蓝色的。If
we could just look at three verses before I begin.
让我们先来看三处的章节在开始之前。
These three are all going to be found in Genesis.
这三处都在, 创世纪。
Genesis chapter 5,
创世纪第五章,
verse 24.
第24节。
Genesis 5, verse 24 says, And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
在创世纪五章24节, 以诺与神同行, 神将他取去, 他就不再世了。
Then we turn to the next chapter, Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
然后我们再看下一处的章节, 就是在下面一章, 创世纪的六章第九节。
Genesis 6, 9 says, These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man and perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
创世纪第六章第九节这样讲, 挪亚的后代记在下面, 挪亚是个义人, 在当时的世代是个完全人, 挪亚与神同行。
And then finally, if we turn to Genesis chapter 17,
最后一处是在创世纪的17章,
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
创世纪17章第一节.
And Abraham was 90 years old and nine. Jehovah appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be thou perfect.
创世纪17章1节. 亚伯兰年99岁的时候, 耶和华向他显现。 对他说,我是全能的神,你当在我面前做完全人。
You know, our brother Philip has asked the three of us to share just what the Lord touched us this summer at three different conferences.
中弟兄来找我们三个弟兄,让我们来交通在各个不同的特会里面所学到的。
And as we've heard, one of the conferences, there was the theme that we are to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们已经听到在一个特会里面,我们是需要成为主的,神的见证人。
And then our brother Elliot just shared this this conference theme of passing the torch of the testimony.
然后 Elliot 弟兄跟我们讲到，在另外一个特会是讲到把这个见证的火炬传递下去。
Now I had the privilege of going to one of the later conferences with the youth in Toronto, and the theme was walk before me.
那很感谢神给我有这样一个机会，去到一个年轻人的多伦多。
And I really appreciated this theme because, especially at the end of the summer, for the young people, it was kind of a good summary of what they had heard, many of them, all summer at these different conferences.
我感谢神，因为在这个特会是以这个与神同行为主题，因为这些年轻人已经在这个暑假听了很多的信息，但这个主题就把很多事情总结在一起。
You know, sometimes we can hear so much, and we want to be zealous, and we want to be obedient, and we have this question, where do I start?
有的时候我们听到这些信息之后很热心，也愿意顺服，但我们要问的是从哪开始？
And I felt that in Toronto we had a good reminder, we start with walking.
所以在多伦多我感谢神给我们一个很好的提醒，就是从与神同行开始。
You know, both our brothers mentioned that when we come into the reality and the things of Jesus Christ, we're to know Him.
有弟兄跟我们讲到，如果我们要进入到主耶稣基督的实际的里面的话，我们就需要与他同行，要认识他的话。
And I don't know if any of us as parents ever taught and trained and gave the how-tos to our children of how to walk.
我想我们父母可能都没接受一个训练，怎么样教儿女来走路。
They just started walking.
因为这些孩子，他们就开始走了。They
started walking because they saw everyone around them walking.
因为他们看到周围的人都在走路。In
other words, they saw these witnesses.
或者说他们看到这些见证人。And
then they also saw that their parents had tasks for them, and the quickest way to accomplish that task was to walk to that task.
而且他们也看到父母给他们一些任务要去完成，就发现站起来走过去是最快的办法。
So I think it's neat that the Lord Jesus gave us this example of walking so many times in the first 17 chapters of the Bible.
而且神在圣经里面前面17章已经给我们看到许多与神同行这件事情。
So I'd like to look at these three gentlemen very quickly, Enoch, Noah, and Abraham, and see what walking before the Lord Jesus meant to them.
所以我们现在就很快地看这三个人物，以诺、挪亚、亚伯兰，什么叫做与神同行。
Now the first person we see is Enoch.
第一个我们来看是挪以诺。
You know, Enoch walked with God because he was seeking God.
大家知道吗？挪亚以诺与神同行，因为他寻求神。
You know, sometimes we think that we're ready to follow the Lord. We just need a calling. We just need to something needs to happen in our lives, and then we can walk with God.
有的时候我们觉得，我想与神同行的时候，需要神先给我一个呼召，有一些事情发生。
But what's interesting about Enoch is he knew that man was created in God's image.
但是很有趣的就是以诺，他心里面知道神创造神是按照他的形象跟样式。
But no matter how hard Enoch tried, he never saw God among the people.
但是不管以诺怎么样来努力，他在人中间没有看到这件事。
You know, Cain was busy building cities.
也许该隐在那里，该隐在那很忙的来建造这些城堡。
Jubal Cain was busy making instruments.
土巴，他在那里做那些乐器。
And Tubal Cain was busy making tools.
刚才另外一个人，土巴该隐呢，他就是这些做这些工具的祖先。
Now this probably sounds like ancient history to you, but it's where we live today.
对大家来讲，很可能是一个古老的一个历史，但是就是讲到今天的。
How many of us go to work every Monday morning and we just appreciate how wonderful the Lord Jesus reveals Himself at work?
有多少人我们周一去上班的时候是说，感谢神，你今天又这么奇妙的启示了你自己。
When we're at Rice and we open up that physics book and we hear that professor start to talk and we go, oh, I love the Lord Jesus.
有没有人在物理课上看到教授打开物理书讲的时候就说，哎呀，主啊，感谢你，我又看见你了。
You know, we come home from work and we see the children fighting and we just say, oh, I love the Lord Jesus.
有没有回到家看到儿女在那打架的时候你说，主啊，感谢你，我看到主耶稣了。
You know, Enoch was looking for God, but he couldn't find him anywhere.
以诺他在那里寻求神，但各处去看都找不到。
And so he prayed and he says, God, I want to walk with you. I don't want to walk with Cain. I don't want to walk with Tubal Cain. You don't have to repeat all those. I want to walk with you, Lord Jesus.
所以以诺就在这里寻求，他要寻求与主与神同行，他不想与这个该隐、土巴、该隐这些人在一起，与他们一起来行走。
And so really the challenge of Enoch's story for us is, are we seeking the person of the Lord Jesus in everything we do?
所以我们看到这么有意思的以诺的时候，就要来看我们自己有没有在凡事上来寻求与主同行。
When we have a family squabble and the children aren't happy and mom and dad aren't happy, you know, I'm thankful to the Lord that happened.
当我们看到儿女这么不高兴，父母这么不高兴的时候，有没有说感谢神，你让这些发生了？
Because even though we're family, we can't get along.
虽然我们是家人，但是很多时候我们不能很好的相处。
And we just witnessed that in our living room, we can't get along.
甚至在我们家的客厅就经常就是可以看到我们是作为家人都不能在一起相处。
But the life of Lord Jesus in mom, the life of the Lord Jesus in dad, and the life of the Lord Jesus in the children, suddenly we love the Lord Jesus and we're a peaceful family.
但是如果有耶稣的生命在儿女里面，有耶稣的生命在丈夫妻子里面，突然间在这个家里面就有对一起对着神的爱，这个家就开始有和平。
You know, what a great opportunity to be called into the boss's office and he says, look, here's your choice. You either do this and get a 10% raise, or you do this and I fire you.
那有没有到一个那个老板的办公室里面，他说这样吧，给你的选择是或者做这个你就有10%的那个工资增长，或者你做这个就马上被解雇。
Wouldn't it be great to be able to say to yourself, well, you know, I need to pray about that.
何等的美好，如果我们可以说让我先祷告一下。
The natural response is, hey, why not the raise, the 10% in favor of my boss?
因为人里面自然的反应就是说，为什么不让我的老板高兴，得着这个加薪呢？
But maybe the Lord's will is an unemployment line.
但是也许神让我们就是在当时失业。
Isn't that a different way of thinking that there's greater joy in the unemployment line than going up the corporate ladder?
有没有想到，就是原来在神的心意里面，我们可以喜乐，虽然我们是失业，而不是在这个公司里面向上升职。
God saw that that's the way Enoch walked.
所以神看到这就是以诺怎么样来行走。
And God said, Enoch, come with me.
然后神就说，以诺，你来跟我同行。
I've got a better life for you.
我有一个更好的生活为你预备。
You know, the same thing goes for our walk in our Christian life.
同样的，这就是我们基督徒的行走。
You know, so often when we go to a Bible study, we're satisfied with the Bible study because we talk about the things of Christ.
有的时候我们到查经聚会里面已经满足了，因为我们已经讲了一些有关耶稣的事。
But when Enoch looked around, he saw a lot of people who talked about God, but he didn't really see Christ in their life.
但是对以诺来讲，在他的周围，他看到许多人来讲关于神的事，但是却没有与神同行，活出神的这个样子。
So even in our corporate lives, we have to be very careful.
所以甚至在团体的生活里面，我们也要小心。
You know, if I go to a Bible study and I read a great commentary, is that eternal value?
如果我们在查经里面读过一些很好的参考书，这些真有永远的价值吗？
If I go to a Bible study and I hear a lot of great things said and a lot of great doctrines, oh, that was a beautiful doctrine. I've never thought about that doctrine. Is that the Christ life?
有的时候我们在查经里面听到很好的教导，非常美好的，非常美妙的。那这个是不是也是让我们就已经让我们里面有基督的生命呢？
You know, this morning around the table,Did we see something of Christ, or did we see a meeting about Christ?
今天早上在饼杯面前，我们是看到关于耶稣的一个聚会呢，还是看到耶稣他自己？
You know, this changes our Christian corporate life forever.
这也让我们基督徒这个团体的聚会从此改变。
When we're in a prayer meeting, and instead of saying, you know, brothers and sisters, really, we need to pray for my test this week. You know, I've really had a tough time studying. Pray that I would.You know, be able to overcome and know what I need to know for the test.
也许我们到祷告聚会里面的请求就是说，请大家为我祷告，因为现在这个要考试了，让求神让我在这个学习的时候能够知道更多。
Or are we able to ask the brothers and sisters, I've had a rough day or week at school, and I just pray that whether I make an F or an A, I'll give all glory to the Lord Jesus.
或者我们是把这样的祷告带到这个祷告聚会里面，就说神呐，我现在这个学习很难，求你让我或者是拿 A 而不是那个不及格，这样的话我要荣耀你。
You know, I work with a lot of young people in the summer.And a lot of them say that, you know, the number one thing they pray for is A's because they don't want to go home and face mom and dad with a B.
然后在暑假里面我跟很多年轻人在一起，我很惊奇的听到他们的祷告事项基本上就是说让我这个成绩是 A, 因为不是 A 的话我回到家里面不能面对我的父母。
I had one young sister of a beautiful Christian family who had a panic attack every time she heard the garage door open.
有一个年轻的小姐妹，她回到家里面她在家里面的时候，听到这个车门打开，她就很害怕了。
Because she knew the first question was going to be, "How are your grades?"
因为父母回来，她知道第一个问题就是说你的成绩怎么样。
You know, it goes back to what are we passing to the next generation, grades or the testimony of the Lord Jesus?
就像刚才所讲到的，我们把什么见证的火炬传下去？是他的这个成绩是 A 呢，还是说其他
？Enoch walked with God because he wanted to find him.
以诺他与神同行，因为他想找到神。
May that be our challenge. May we want to find him so that we'll walk with him.
愿意这也是我们的挑战，我们要去寻找他，所以可以与他同行。
You know, Noah had a little different experience.
我们看到挪亚他的经历不太一样。
He was walking with the Lord.
他也是与神同行。
And he received a specific calling.
他是得着一个很非常的清楚的一个启示。
Now, if we go back into our Sunday school knowledge, we'd say, oh yes, his calling was to build the ark.
然后我们就回到主日学里面学到的，哦，他收到的这个启示就是来建方舟。
And to preserve his family through judgment.
就在这个审判里面来保守他的家庭。
But sometimes we can get so focused on what exactly our calling is, we don't see what the true calling really is.
有的时候我们就集中在这个呼召的内容是什么，它是什么，而忘了这个呼召本身是什么。
Our calling is to make our calling and our walking our vocation.
我们的呼召就是让我们的呼召成为我们的全人vocation, 就是我们的职业。
You know, if building an ark was a real calling, that didn't have a spiritual grounding, then he would have started a yacht business.
如果这个呼召让他建方舟只是这么一件事的话，也许他就成为一个造船的人了。
See, what happens is the Lord calls us and we have this wonderful calling and we're ready to walk, but all of a sudden we kick into soul gear, our soul.
但是有的时候我们就是这样，当我们有一个呼召进入到这个工作的时候，就成为一个凭魂来行动的人。
But for Noah, he realized that his vocation, his calling was to obey the Lord Jesus.
但是对挪亚来讲，他知道他真正的呼召，他的职业应该是顺从神。
You know, unfortunately, following the Lord Jesus becomes our avocation.
但是很不幸的，跟随主耶稣却成了我们的业余爱好。
Which becomes our hobby.
成为我们的一个爱好而已。
You know, if building this ark was Noah's hobby, he would have tired of his hobby.
如果建造方舟是挪亚的一个业余爱好的话，他早就已经疲惫了。
Anytime we do anything out of our soul, we will get tired and we will fail.
我们如果是凭着魂去做一些事的话，总有失败的时候，总有疲惫的时候。
You know, God promised a big storm. It isn't coming. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm going to stop.
可能是我们想神说有一个大风暴要来，结果怎么还没来？这个时候我们就开始疲惫了。
People are laughing at me. It doesn't make me feel good that this is happening. I'm going to stop.
这些人周围的人嘲笑我，而且呢，我觉得可能不会发生了。这个时候我就要停了。
Walking with the Lord Jesus can never be our avocation.
对于与主同行这件事来讲，不能成为我们的业余爱好。
It must become our vocation.
必须成为我们的职业。
Why do we go to school?
为什么我们要去学校？
To serve the Lord.
是去服侍神。
To give him pleasure and delight.
是让他可以有喜悦。
So what if we get halfway through school and the Lord says, leave and do this other task?
那如果我们在学业里面突然神说，哎，你到其他的地方做其他的事。
Well, if school is our avocation, our hobby, then it's easy to give up.
如果学业只是我们的业余爱好的话，很容易我们就可以离开了。
If work is our hobby, then it's easy to give up.
如果工作只是一个爱好，那很容易就把它放下。
So what a blessing that Noah was able to endure.
何等的祝福就是挪亚他可以忍耐。
And you look, he was able to preserve his family.
你看到吗？就因为这个他可以保全他全家。
You know, there's so much imagery in the story of Noah, but one of the greatest is he became one who ruled and reigned with Christ.
在挪亚这个故事里面还有好多的方面，但是我们应该可以看到他是最后成为与主一同做王掌权的。
And that's what the Lord is looking at you and I for.
这就是神怎么样在我们中间来看我们。
He's looking for us to rule and reign with him.
他看到你我就是要让我们与他一同做王掌权。
And if we are walking with the Lord Jesus as our vocation, if the Lord is all in all, everything, then he can use us.
如果我们真的是要与主同行，让他成为我们一切的一切，那我们就可以在这个职业里。
So it's worth the... It's worth giving up the things of this world to walk with God.
把这些世上的东西放弃来跟随主是值得的。
The last person that we studied at the Toronto conference was Abraham.
在多伦多特会里面，最后我们学习到的这个人物就是亚伯兰。
Now Abraham, again, this we could have a whole fall semester on the study of Abraham.
整个下面的这个学期我们都可以来学习亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is known as the father of faith.
因为亚伯拉罕我们都知道是信心之父。
One key element that I'd like to focus on in the last moments here of faith is that of obedience.
讲到信的最后一个方面，我们现在要来看的就是讲到顺服。
We see something unique, or not unique, but special in Abraham's life.
我们在亚伯拉罕的生命里面看到一件很特别的事。
When Abraham obeyed, God appeared to him, and shared another secret about God.
当亚伯拉罕顺服的时候，神向他显现，而且把一个秘密向他来启示。
Now, what's interesting is Abraham made a lot of mistakes.
非常有趣的就是亚伯拉罕其实犯了许多的错误。
But every time he repented and obeyed, the Lord showed him something extra of himself.
但是每一次当他悔改来顺服的时候，神就把他自己更多的来向他来显现。
Actually, if we were to put the story of Abraham in a timeline form up front here, you would see that there's years, decades of times where God did not speak to Abraham.
如果我们把亚伯拉罕他一生的时间表摆在上面的话，你会很惊奇看到中间有许多的年日，许多段落是神不向他讲话的。
And what preceded God's silence?
那在神沉默之前是什么事呢？
Disobedience.
就是不顺服。
It's as simple as that.
就这么简单。
You know, we hear so much good testimony and sharings in the Bible studies, in the prayer meetings, in the times here.
我们在查经聚会，在这里的聚会，好多的聚会，我们听到许多美好的见证。
How many of us open the Bible in the morning and we read something that the Lord is speaking to us?
很多次啊，多少次我们在早上打开圣经的时候，看到神向我们的这些美好的启示。
When we read the scripture, there's two responses.Obey or disobey.
但是真正的事情是，当我们读神的话的时候，只有两件事，或者顺服，或者不顺服。
Around the table this morning, our brother challenged us to look to our left and our right and decide, are these our enemies?
在今天早上饼杯的时候，弟兄讲到，我们左右看一看，左右的人是不是我们的敌人？
If we did look to the left and the right or across and we saw anybody that we couldn't forgive, anyone that we considered an enemy,God is silent.
如果我们左右看看，真发现有人是我不能够去赦免的，是我的敌人，那神就不能在这里与我们显现。
This is a real part of walking with God.
这是与神同行里面非常真实的一部分。
If Abraham went through times of silence, so are we.
如果亚伯拉罕生命里面都有神沉默的时代的话，我们身上也会有。
But it doesn't have to go any longer.
但是不需要再这么继续下去了。
We have the opportunity right now to say, Lord, there's something you've told me to do I haven't done. Today is the day of obedience.
现在就是一个机会，今天我们就可以向神说，你有一件事让我顺服的，我曾经不顺服，现在我愿意。
You know, every time Abraham obeyed, God said, you know, here's another name of mine that I want to share with you. I am El Shaddai, God Almighty.
每一次当亚伯拉罕顺服的时候，神就把他一个新的名字启示给亚伯拉罕，我就是全能的神。
A little bit later, Abraham sinned, came back, obeyed, and God revealed himself again and said, I am God Most High.
然后再过一段神再向亚伯拉罕显现，就说我是那至高的神。
Or I am God Everlasting.
或者我是那永远的，存到永远的神。
What a wonderful promise.
何等奇妙的一个应许。
And I'll end with this final thought.
我最后把这个想法交通给大家。
It's a very small verse in the Old Testament, but it's one of my favorite.
是在旧约里面一个很短的经节，却是我最喜爱的章节之一。
It's Genesis 18:17.
就是创世纪的18:17.
This is right before God is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
就是在神要去毁坏要去毁灭索多玛俄摩拉之前。
And if you could visualize this, it's almost as though God is about to destroy, he's about to walk towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and he has this thought.
就像神已经走去要毁灭索多玛俄摩拉的时候，突然他有一个意念。
And this thought is this verse, shall I hide from Abraham that which I'm about to do?
这个意念就是，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
God couldn't help himself but to talk to Abraham.
神是不能阻止他自己，他一定要跟亚伯拉罕来讲。
He wanted to share his utmost, the deepest secrets to Abraham.
他愿意把他神愿意把他里面最深的秘密跟亚伯拉罕来分享。
You know, if you look at it, that's what he did with Enoch.
你要来看的话，这也是神跟以诺之间的故事。
You know, not to be sacrilegious at all, but it's almost like if Enoch was on earth, God was texting Enoch all this, and he says, you know what, I'm tired of texting, just come with me.
这真的不是这样，就好像神在那里开始是跟以诺总是在那个用短信，结果最后说哎呀太麻烦，干脆我跟你一块来走吧。
He saw Noah walking with him and he says, No, I've got to tell you about this judgment. I've got to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ in picture form with the building of the ark.
也不是说神与挪亚已经在地上行走了，然后跟他说跟他描述这个方舟该怎么造，有什么事要发生。
You know, how many times do we say to ourselves, you know, I wish the Lord would just tell me what he wants me to do.
很多时候我们真的愿意这样，就是说神把他心里面要想的具体的跟我讲。
You know, I wish the Lord would speak.
我真希望神向我说话。
It's not his fault.
这不是神的错。
It's our fault.
是我们的错。
And this will change our lives if we really see it that way.
如果我们真的这么去想的话，要改变我们的生命。
You know, when I play hide and go seek with my son, it's actually a lot of fun.
当我与我的儿子一起来玩捉迷藏的时候，非常的好玩。
He can hide for about 4 seconds.
他藏起来只有最多4秒。
And then he says, "Woohoo!"
然后他就说，呼呼。
And if I go to the wrong room, you know, just to make it last a little bit longer, he's like, "Woohoo!"
有的时候我专门走到另外一个房间，让这个游戏再长一点，他就大声说，呼呼。
You know, this isn't that fun a game because he wants to be with his dad.
其实是很好玩的一个游戏，因为他很想跟他父亲在一起。
He loves the game, but he likes being found better.
他虽然喜爱这个游戏，但是他还是想让我找着他。
You know, the Lord loves us.
你知道吗？神爱我们。
But he wants us to find him.
他让我们他愿意来找我们。
And the Lord is constantly going, woohoo.
所以神一直向我们来说，他愿意他被找着，所以他一直说呼。
And we answer that with just after I finish this job.
如果我们的回答是让我先把这件事做完吧。
God's going, woohoo.
神会再来呼。
And we say, well, as soon as I finish this degree.
也许我们说让我先把这个学位拿到吧。
And the Lord's going, woohoo.
神又说呜呼。
And we say as soon as we have enough money for retirement.
有的时候我们跟神说再等等吧，让我这个退休的这个钱都攒足了再说。
And then the Lord goes silent.
这时候神他就沉默了。
Because we have refused to answer his call.
因为我们已经拒绝了他的呼召。
We will hear his call when we walk with him.
如果我们与神同行的话，我们会听到他的呼召。
It may not be the most comfortable walk all the time.
也许这个行走不是那么的让我们舒服。
But we'll hear the very beating of his heart.
但我们却可以听到他的心跳。
And he will reveal his heart to his people.
他会把他的心意向他的儿女们来启示。
And then we can be his witnesses.
然后我们可以成为他的见证人。
And the torch of his testimony will be passed to all of those around us.
然后这个见证的火炬就可以传递给我们周围所有的人。
And we will find ourselves like Enoch, translated into the presence of the Lord Jesus.
然后我们就可以看到以诺被神取去，与他在一起。
What a beautiful promise.
何等美好的一个应许。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, you have shared so much to us already.
亲爱的天父，你已经与我们分享了许多许多。
You have reached your hand out to us and said, "Follow me."
你已经把你的膀臂向我们伸开，说来跟从我。
Lord, it is our prayer this afternoon that we would reach out, hold your hand, and walk with you.
主啊，愿意这个是我们下午的向你的回应，就是我们愿意抓住你的手，让你带我们走。
So that we would be those witnesses.
让我们可以成为那些见证人。
That your testimony would be passed.
你的见证可以被传递。
Lord, you do love your people.
主啊，你爱你的子民。
May it be our desire to bring you pleasure and delight.
愿意这是我们的听我们的这样一个渴慕，就是让我们成为你心里的喜悦。
Do a work in our lives.
在我们的生命里面来做。
And may we be obedient.
愿意我们顺服。
May we respond.
愿意我们回应。
We are yours.
我们是属你的。
Do with us as you will.
照着你的心意来做。
No matter the cost.
不管代价有多少。
We love you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
We ask all this in your precious name.
这些祈求都是照着你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.